Chances are you've never heard of Preston Thomas Tucker. Dreamer, inventor, visionary, a man ahead of his time. Pretty, isn't it? Mr. Tucker's car has everything. Pop-out safety windows, rear motor. Oh, but I'm getting ahead of my story. The first time he ever saw an automobile, he was just a young boy. In his excitement, he found himself with the wheels of that automobile passing over his feet. But the muddy road was soft. He wasn't hurt. And that was the first view of the machine that was to mold his thoughts and actions for most of the years of his life. Determined to learn how cars were made, he went to Detroit, where he met Vera Fuqua, who worked for the telephone company. They were married and, wasting no time, began a family. But he never lost sight of his dream, which was to design and manufacture the finest automobile ever made. He spent every minute he could at the Indianapolis Speedway and teamed up with automotive legend Harry Miller, one of the greatest designers of racing cars who ever lived. In 1936, Mr. Tucker saw the war clouds looming on the horizon and began working on a high-speed combat car. It was bulletproof, had air conditioning, and mounted a power-operated gun turret. The combat car was turned down by the military. It had one drawback, they said. It was too fast. The War Department's policy at that time was no combat car should go over 35 miles an hour. His gun turret, however, was immediately put into service. Who can say how many brave American boys owe their lives to the Tucker turret? And where were those turrets built? In the most practical place Tucker could think of, in the barn next to his home in Michigan, where he and his family lived.
This is history in the making.
Is there anything you want to explain first about the dogs?
Oh. Well, I traded the old Packer for them.
Oh.
1 dozen trained dogs.
What are we going to do with a dozen trained dogs, President?
What difference does it make? You can't walk away from a trade like that. Are you dying to know what's in here? Huh? No?
Yes.
All right. You're dying, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Gallup took a poll last week to find out what Americans want most when the war is over. 87% of the people in this country said the first thing they want is a new car. Now, which do you think the public would rather buy? The same old models Detroit has been giving us before the war, or the car of tomorrow, today?
Whoa!
Looks like he's going 90 miles per hour.
And you know who's going to build these cars? We are. In 5 years, we're going to put the big three out of business.
Who are we going to sell them to? Buck Rogers?
Under the hood, we've got luggage. The engine is in the rear where it ought to be. Look at this. Individual torque converters. Connected each.
Crazy. You'd have to have a wheel track 70 inches wide.
Dinner's ready.
All right, come on, let's go.
How many?
Everybody. How about the U.S. Army? You boys hungry? Or we'll call your mother. You stay, too. Billy! And our best dog food, huh? Oh,
so how much you gonna tell him?
I'll tell him everything.
Watch out, coming through. Got dirty dishes, they'll fall
so
on
here?
You.
Yeah. Fenders, lights.
Who is this guy, Carrots?
Yeah, he's a businessman.
Carrots, huh?
I just met him on the commuter train. Yeah, wow.
Finance.
Come here, Janet.
Who's that?
That's the man I've been talking about. Abe Carrots.
Look, honey.
We'll be in the den.
Look at him.
Yeah, he's scary.
He's not scary. He's from New York.
Hey. Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by. How long you got between trains?
You like this? Living here in the middle of nowhere? You want a cup of coffee, 2-3 in the morning, you'll die first.
Yeah, or you go in the kitchen, you make one.
Who wants coffee 2 in the morning? You sit there, you read the paper, you chew your fat with the waitress. Here, you look around, there's nothing but scenery.
Yeah, we're stuck with the scenery. But how do you like your coffee?
In the city.
Double fries again? And he does it.
Cars? You brought me here for cars?
Does that look like a car to you? That is a gold mine I'm handing you on a silver platter.
Forget it. You got no chance.
Now, how can you say that? You haven't even heard my ideas yet.
Ideas? Einstein's in the idea business. He makes up numbers so high only a dog can hear them. But what's it cost? A piece of paper, a couple of pencils. To manufacture a car, you need millions of dollars.
Well, that is what Wall Street is for. To float stock issues.
Hey. Who are you? What do you know about business? Any experience on Wall Street?
It's so revolutionary. This is the way cars are going to be made from now on, Abe. And with your connections.
I don't have connections. I have connections who have connections. And speaking for them and myself, and who do you believe? God? Him too. Forget about it. You got no chance.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, sure.
Drive safely.
Yes,
trying so hard to play on my heartstrings. Anything to get in on the deal. I'm gonna make him sweat a while first. Let this baby exhilarate!
Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger.
You sound like Tucker again.
Yeah, that's him. Let's go.
Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger?
Who wants ice cream?
Ice cream.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
I'm okay. You're coming through everything. Hey, how about sodas all around?
Huh? We're gonna have triple scoops tonight.
Triple scoops. You're gonna have chocolate, pistachio, strawberry. Can mix them all up, okay?
Strawberry soda.
He wants chocolate. Hey, chocolate. Ain't those prefab houses something?
Anybody seen one of these houses? How do you know they're any good?
They're not even built yet.
So what? It says so in the magazine.
Johnny, stop.
Stop it, Johnny. Hey, does anybody want Charlotte?
Hold that tiger! Hold that tiger!
Working with a writer he knew, Tucker got an article about the car published in Pick magazine. But nobody, not even Tucker, was prepared for what happened. Within a week, more than 150,000 letters poured in from all over the country. How can I see a Tucker? I want a Tucker. Where can I buy a Tucker? How can I get a dealership? Overnight, the nation had gone Tucker crazy.
Can build a car in his barn doesn't mean he can mass produce it.
So, what do we need to make this work?
Well, we need a car.
The car we got?
A working prototype.
It says so in a magazine.
We also will have to have some big Detroit names for the board, you know, for the prospectus.
Like who can we get?
Well, there was a fellow who was vice president at Ford for many years, Robert Bennington. Now, he's the president at Plymouth at the moment, but I hear he's being kicked upstairs. Maybe we can get him.
Is window dressing will he want to say in running the company?
You want to say? Bennington? He'll run the company.
Well, I'm not sure Tucker's going to go for that.
People don't buy stock. They buy people they can trust or believe they can. Now, if this, what's his name?
Tucker.
Tucker is going to be a pain in the ass about it. We might just as well forget it.
Well, don't worry about Tuck. He's a good man. What else do we need?
We need a factory.
The car we got. You get Bennington, whatever it takes. I'll get the factory.
Thank you.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Look, here's one from Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, that's the first one from there.
Abe should have been here an hour ago.
You know the trains now, darling. They're always late.
Who's that?
I was wondering, sir, if I could have just a few moments of your time.
I'm waiting for somebody.
Just 5 minutes, sir.
Hi, Daddy.
What for?
I'd like to sell you something, sir.
What?
Me.
All right, 5 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Alex Tremblay, sir. Sir, I'm going to be getting out of the Air Force in just a few weeks. But before that, I was studying automotive engineering. When I saw that article about your car in that magazine, sir, it's been driving me crazy ever since. So I made a few three-view perspective drawings. If you wouldn't mind, sir, taking a look at them. What you did, sir, with the streamlining, I think was fantastic. But if we took that one step further, if we could apply real aerodynamics, let's say like a rocket ship to a family car.
You changed my doors.
Yes, sir. Because you only have 31 inches headroom, and a family car for an ever-sized person needs 36. But every time you open the door, they hit the curb. So I made them open up, cut into the roof like an airplane here.
Time's up.
Two more minutes, sir.
What do you want, a job?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
In the design department?
Kid, you are the design department. Hey, did you find it?
Tucker. Do I have a lot to tell you? It was a good meeting.
Jimmy! Yo. Jimmy Sakayama. Abe Karras, my partner.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Jimmy, if you see Eddie, come, we'll be in the dining room, huh?
You bet.
Hey, didn't they put the Japs in camp someplace?
He's not a Jap.
Really?
He's an engineer.
He's still a Jap.
Hey, Jimmy and me, we've been together for 15 years. I got him in my custody to work on the turrets. But his mother, his father, his 12-year-old sister, they're in a swell relocation camp in Colorado. That makes you feel any better.
Sugar.
Hi there, Mr. Carrots.
How are you?
Miss
leaves three war surplus plants we got a shot at. Now, it's a long shot because everybody in the country's trying to get them, but it's worth a try. One of them is perfect. Nice, little. The other is too big. It costs us twice as much to retool, but we could swing it if we had to.
What's the third?
Impossible. The Dodge plant, but it made the B-29s in Chicago.
What's wrong with that?
Well, for one thing, it covers 475 acres with 16 buildings. One of them is 73 acres long. One building. It's the biggest building in the world under one roof.
It's perfect.
You love it in Chicago. Listen, they've got a department store, one of the biggest in the world.
Fantastic! I can build everything I ever dreamed of in this plan, Abe. Sports cars, family cars, convertibles, trucks, even airplanes.
Now all we gotta do is talk the government into giving it to us.
Hey, what'd they say? Did you reach him?
Yep. Finally got a meeting with the War Assets Administration in Washington.
When?
Monday, 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's no good.
What?
No, it's got to be lunch someplace.
Do you realize the trouble I went through just to get this meeting? Do you...
With roast beef. Rare. Very rare. Every 25 seconds, somebody is killed or crippled in an automobile accident. Now, 60% of all nighttime accidents happen on the curb because there is a 2-second blind spot between the time you turn the wheel and the time that your headlights get to where you're going. Now, in a Tucker, when you turn the wheel, you also turn the fenders and the headlights, so you see where you're going before you get there. This woman was thrown through the windshield of her car. In a Tucker, windshields pop out. And to make sure that nobody's face gets cut, we have shatterproof glass. We also have seat belts. Now, why? Tell me why, gentlemen. Has the big three in Detroit been allowed to make billions of dollars without spending one dime on safety? What I know, what you know, what the public knows, is that they don't give a damn about people. All they care about is profits. Well, let me tell you something, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The entire automobile industry of America is guilty of criminal negligence. And if it were up to me, they would be tried and convicted of manslaughter. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for the time you've given me. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. They hate you like poison, and so do I. How did I ever let you talk me into such a crazy...
I'm Oscar Beasley, special assistant to the administrator. Could you be in my office at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Well, sure.
Good. See you there.
Mr. Beasley. See how much you knew. They loved it. Would they want to see us again if they didn't?
You're talking logic. This is Washington, a Punch and Judy show.
Why would he want to see us again?
Politics. Maybe it's set up for something.
Kid ourselves into thinking anyone would give us a loan. We always got our debts and more debts, all of them so far past due.
How does he do it? The genius you married. No matter how much he makes, he always manages to spend twice as much.
Yeah. Hello?
Where the hell were you? I was about to hang up.
How'd it go?
Sweetheart, I had a meeting out of my hand. Time I left, I could have asked for the state of California and gotten Arkansas to boot.
Darling, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's not dead yet. Completely. Got another meeting tomorrow.
What does Abe think?
What does he know? Hey, did you get the loan?
They're going to think it over.
You're a worse liar than I am.
Can you please come home soon, Preston? Please?
I will, doll. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you soon, sweetheart.
All right. Bye.
Tucker, in brief, the committee has voted to give you the plant in Chicago, provided that you have certified assets of no less than $15 million. And to qualify as a legal manufacturing company, you'll be required to produce at least 50 cars 1 year after taking possession. Is that satisfactory?
Well, fine.
Papers will be ready for signature 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you. Abe, why don't we let Mr. Beasley get back to work? Klondike 436.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll hold on.
It's her husband, Preston Tucker.
Hey, Tucker. United Auto Workers told Roosevelt he wants a labor vote next election. He's got to give the plant to a car company and only a car company.
Well, why me? Huh? Why not Ford, General Motors, one of the big three?
They don't want it. It's too big.
How can nobody want a plant like that?
Everybody wants it, but believe it or not, you're the only lunatic in the country dumb enough to want to make cars in it.
Doll?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right here.
Hold that tiger! Hold that tiger!
What is it?
Hold that tiger! Hold on, babe.
How soon can you get the car to New York? Monday, Tuesday, when?
Babe, hold on.
I got the best press agent in the business on the phone. To kick off the sale of the stock, he wants to unveil a car in the street outside the stock exchange. With a 100-piece band, the Rockettes, enough razzmatazz to make every investor in the country get down on his knees and beg to buy those shares.
Don, you hear that?
You bet I did.
We got it. The biggest damn plant in the whole world, and we're the ones who got it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All we need now is $15 million in a car.
Oh, that's all, huh?
That's it. You love me?
I love you.
I love you, too. I'll see you soon, sweetie.
All right.
We need a car.
Let's go out someplace to celebrate. I'll have a drink.
Do we have a car or don't we?
Well, no, it's not a matter of
Frank, I'll call you back.
You all right, Abe? Huh?
Anything else you want to tell me?
Well, I don't have a dime to bail it with. You all right? Huh?
$50,000 for one car?
It's a prototype, hand-built. Don't forget.
How much you need to get started? Forget the $50,000.
To get started? At least 10.
I'll give you 6. But turns out you're right. We can sell a few dealerships now, which frankly sounds crazy to me, because why would anybody in his right mind pay real money for a car that isn't even in existence yet? I'm sitting here, writing a check in my own handwriting, calling them crazy. Okay. One thing. We need it, absolutely, in 60 days. Absolutely. Any problem?
Problems?
It's impossible.
60 days.
Or never.
Why?
Because we haven't sold enough stock to buy a dead herring.
Oh, but the letters, all the excitement when the article
came. Tucker, there's people who buy cars and there's people who buy stock. And right now, no major investor will even consider us.
No, but why 60 days? I mean, why
Because in 60 days, June 1st, we take possession of the plant. And on that day, and not until that day, will the mystery car, the car of the century, be unveiled.
Uncle Abe?
Yeah.
I was wondering why you always did that with your nose.
No ball.
All the time.
No ball.
What with my nose?
You move it up and down like a rat.
Okay. Everybody upstairs.
Murder.
Students to the grindstone.
No ball.
Bye.
Tell me, do I do that?
You don't do that with your nose.
Right.
Mr. Tucker, sir, it takes Ford 9 months to go from model to prototype. 9 months.
Call every pitman we know in Indy.
I knew Carmen, Milton, maybe Tully.
All right, have him here by tomorrow.
All right.
We got to get moving right away by Clay. We got to get started on that model. What about steel? We got enough left over from the turrets?
Just about.
There are 24 hours in every day. Now, is there anybody in this room who can look me in the eye and tell me we can't do it?
We can't do it.
Except you.
You better get with it, Jack.
Dad, I've thought of college.
Dad, look, I've been trying to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, and each time I try and bring it up, look.
What's here?
It's the answer from Notre Dame. I got accepted. Look,
hey, congratulations!
I don't want to go. Look, I want to learn everything about cars from you. I don't want to become president of the United States or something. That's not what I want to do.
To become president of the United States?
I thought you did.
As far as I'm concerned, the two crummiest things a person can be is a lawyer or a politician. Why the hell would I want you to be president of the United States, for God's sake? Most of them are both.
It's okay.
Sure. You can stay with me. I'm going to depend on you.
They just won't sell us any Clay. That's it. You can't build a model without it. You can't build a prototype without the model.
Easy, kid. Life's full of surprises. Dutch! Chris! Want you fellas to meet Alex. He's head of the design department. Nice. These fellas are the best damn body knockers in the business. They can go from your sketch straight to metal. Isn't that right, boys?
Yeah, sure.
How's this for a frame?
It's okay for a start.
Face this right now, Press. You got problems with this engine.
Our own engine? I should talk you out of building one from scratch.
Can't talk him out of falling off a cliff once he's made his mind up.
The rear engine is the heart of the whole car. Just work the damn thing out. Come on, you can do it, Eddie.
You can do it, Eddie.
But I'm offering you the opportunity of a lifetime. A new car dealership. The most revolutionary car in automotive history. It's called a Tucker.
I'll be right with it.
It's got all kinds of safety features. Torque converters on every wheel.
Double torque converters won't work. We need a transmission.
Why the hell won't they?
If I had more time, but we don't have time to work it out.
You remember the Ford 810 transaxle? That's the only transmission I can think of.
Yeah, if we could find one.
Now, what choice do I have? But only for now. The minute that we finish that show in Chicago, we're going to start building the car that we advertised.
Now you're talking.
$7,500. I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Hey!
I didn't make the fenders move with the wheels like you wanted to, sir.
Why the hell not?
Well, do you remember Frank Lockhart when he was driving the studs? Hey. High speeds, they acted like rudders. He got killed in the crash. It was very dangerous, sir. So what I did was I made the light in the middle turn with the wheels instead, which does what you want, and it works fine. And it's safe.
If you ever do that again, something I told you not to, so help me. I give you a raise.
Someone from Detroit with experience, or we won't sell any stock.
Well, as long as he doesn't try to run the company.
Mr. Tucker, I've always admired innovative men who are willing to take risks. You know, I myself introduced the nylon seat covers in our new line.
Ah.
So, when do I get to see the car?
Soon, Mr. Bennington.
Well, I hope it'll be soon. The car has to be shown in less than a week, doesn't it?
times the normal family car. It needs a 24-volt battery to start it, which don't exist.
Well, how many volts are those? Six, right?
Yeah.
What about truck batteries? They're 12. Use two truck batteries. That's 24. Vera, what do you think of these pictures and these brochures that they brought?
I want to talk to you about that.
That board of directors they stuck me with. I don't know if Bennington's a undertaker or one of the stiffs he embalmed.
Preston, how many years of testing? 15?
I've been thinking about that car a lot longer than 15 years.
Thinking about it's not exactly testing.
It's advertising. You're not supposed to believe it. I mean, if you're selling candy, what do you advertise? It rots your teeth out? You caught me, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Don't you give me that crooked little smile you stole from Clark Gable.
What? I didn't steal that from Clark Gable. What are you talking about?
I saw you a million times practicing when you thought I wasn't looking. Oh, now this smile here, see, this is my downfall. The real you, the canary who ate the cat.
That smile made you do that?
Every time. You know what this smile makes me want to do? Just punch you.
Let's stick with the canary. Mr. Bennington, members of the board, we have one major problem.
Yes, Mr. Tucker. Just what sort of problem is that?
Well, they're putting the squeeze on Detroit. We can't buy clay, Mr. Bennington. We can't buy steel. We can't buy anything. Not enough to build a kiddie car with.
That doesn't surprise me.
So what I've done is I've made an appointment with Senator Ferguson to straighten this whole thing out eyeball to eyeball. Wait. No, you wait, Abe. When you spot trouble, you've got to nip it in the bud.
Oh, what do you think? And a big smile and a pat on the back is going to make him forget he's a senator from Detroit, and we're making cars in Chicago.
He's my senator, too, don't forget.
Senator, we'll see you now.
Very good. This way?
Yes, sir, right through that door.
Senator? Preston Tucker.
Mr. Tucker. A.H. Carrots. K-A-R-A-T-Z, huh? Huh? Sit down, gentlemen, sit down.
Let's get right to the point. You're one of the most powerful men in Washington, I know that.
Oh.
I also know that your main job is to make sure that the big...
Limit, Senator. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. It was just getting interesting. But my plans changed on me since we made this appointment. As they always do, every 2 seconds. So I'm not going to be able to. Alice, did you, take care of the...
First thing in the morning, sir.
Good. Huh? Walk me to the car? There, John.
Senator, don't forget the 4 o'clock meeting with Congressman Miller.
I got it.
Senator?
Just put everything in the sheet. Bring it to the plane. You like Jack Benny?
Senator.
Here's my favorite.
Tickets.
Very fun. Oh, thank you. Problems are just opportunities in workloads. That's a quote from my friend Henry J. Kaiser. Carrots.
Afternoon, Senator.
Oh, you get that thing we talked about?
Yeah, I got a phone call.
Call Tim. Tell him I told you, huh? When you were in Washington, did you meet Harry McDonald, head of SEC?
Well, not yet.
He's a local boy, good man, loyal. So who's your favorite comedian, Mr. Tucker? So this is the way you keep that figure, huh?
That's one way, Senator.
Huh? It's quite an idea, you're selling dealerships for cars that don't exist.
Senator,
You remember that song? Music goes round and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out. The big three should be indicted for manslaughter, huh? Funny line.
What's that all about? Did he say anything? What did he say?
He said, stay out of the car business, or we'll cut your nuggies off.
All right. Now
we can. I can give you a fuel injection.
No fuel injection.
Well, at the car on time, the only hope we've got is twin carburetors.
My car! What's left of it? Anything?
Uncle Abe, I love it.
Is it all right? I mean, what do I know about ladies' dresses?
Can I try it on?
Of course. Well, well, well. Oh!
Whoa!
You got me. I got a present for you, Noble. Something for you.
Something.
Does it look like the car of the Asses lease?
Looks like it.
So what are you worried? What are you worried? All they have to do is see it.
Made you martini, Abe.
A drink. Come.
To the car.
To the car.
To the car.
It's beautiful, sweetie.
Dad, where's Dad? Dad. Oh, hi, Abe. Yeah, you better get out there right away. Oil's leaking from the rear main seal. And just flew a heavy ass in the whole thing.
All right, what's going on? I need for 1 minute. Where's Eddie? Eddie.
Yeah.
What is it? We need 4 new arms, machined from solid stock. Can you do it?
No sweat.
What the hell is happening to you? That kid Alex came this close to get his brain splattered all over this floor. You don't even notice. What? That pile of junk? That's all it is? Pile of junk?
Listening to me? Carefully. Now we are going to build that car, the one we dreamed of. Exactly. What is it? Right, please. Stop! Stop! Stop!
Hey!
You believe me?
Stop!
Hey. Stop. Stop.
All right.
You feeling better? That's what I came down here for, to cheer you up.
I'm fine.
You cheerful?
I'm plenty cheerful. Too cheerful.
You think that's cheerful, watching a middle-aged man lose his mind? You know what's even more cheerful? Having ringside seats at your own crucifixion, which I might have in Chicago.
Ha-ha!
it going?
This is Frank the press agent.
Abe. He thinks Frank the press agent is one word.
Frank, please. These are the security guards?
2,000, three ships around the clock.
Nobody, absolutely nobody gets near this car. You told him that.
I told him.
Oh, Frank. Naughty, naughty.
No, no. Down, down. Stan?
This is Stan. He's making a promotional film about you.
Pleasure to meet you, Stan.
Pleasure. It's Puff, kind of a promo film. Sales meetings, the dealerships, and that kind of thing.
Tucker, if you have any family albums, snapshots.
Home movies?
Just shut up. Snapshots, home movies, anything like that, we could use.
What's the point?
Selling stock.
We're not selling stock in my family.
We're not just selling cars, either. We're selling you, an image, which includes your family.
Tucker, who do you think got that newsreel thing of you in the White House?
Huh? You think the president woke up in the middle of the night yelling at me, Tucker? Come on! You can't buy that kind of publicity.
You did.
Yeah. For money.
Sure. Nothing you say makes any sense. How come I always know what you mean, huh?
Because you talk worse than me the same language.
Mr. Tucker, I want to get some shots of you looking up at the sign.
Dignified, serious, confident. A regular captain of industry.
Broadcasting live from the Tucker Auto Plant, the largest parking lot in the world, completely filled. People coming here from everywhere. They're here from Washington, D.C., New York. These people are here with their families and all looking very excited about seeing the innovations they've heard so much about in the Tucker automobile. There were 300 people invited and over 1,000 have shown up.
Boy for the vice president of Cadillac, Preston Tucker has been identified.
No, well, you should hear this.
What did you get me into?
The biggest day in automotive history, my friend.
What's going on here? I didn't expect anything like this.
Wait till you see. Wait till you see.
Okay, push it.
How much longer? An hour late already.
The damn wheels are locked.
Come on, come on.
Had a little trouble back there, it seems like.
Been up all night, poor bastards, trying to hold that pile of junk together. It won't even back up. No kidding. It's got no reverse.
Say, how would you like to help me out? Let me know what goes on.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, but the board of directors is getting impatient.
Senator Ferguson.
Preston, get this thing started
now. Do something. Stall anything. Maybe he's going crazy.
Eddie!
Huh?
Signal me when you're ready from that corner.
That corner?
Yeah.
Then
we gotta take out some weight. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Preston Tucker. I'm sorry for the delay, but perhaps this will perk you up. The Tuckerettes!
What a Tuckerette.
The girls! Girls!
Tires can't move with all that weight on the rear wheel.
Junior?
Try this for a brace.
Turn to the Tuckerettes.
Okay, Junior.
Tell your dad.
Let's go.
Set.
Aren't they lovely creatures?
Dad! Dad! Back here! Back here! Dad, we got it. We're set.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that history-making moment you've all been waiting for.
Okay, yeah, come on, let's push, guys. Come on.
Hold it, Andy.
Yeah, what the hell?
Again.
Hey, Dad,
to hold it. We got a leak. Tell him to hold it.
Dad. Dad. Dad, hold it. Hold it. Stop. Hold it.
But first, you don't mind if I introduce my family, do you? My lovely wife, Sheila. My daughter, Marilyn Lee. Isn't she lovely?
Kurt, get the soldering iron.
My eldest son is backstage.
Asleep in the car?
Ladies and gentlemen, the call. All right,
let's go.
But first...
What's that?
But first, I'd like to show you one of the car's main features. Ladies, there's a charge over here.
My foot. You're on my foot. What? Don't push. Don't stop the firing.
Because of the revolutionary Tucker here.
Ah, there's no more fire there. What took you guys so long? What are you playing, checkers?
Drive your Tucker to the dumbest mechanic anywhere in the world, and he will be able to remove the whole engine in one piece and replace it within 20 minutes.
That's out. Didn't you tell him we're not doing that? What's he saying that for?
Let's hear it for the Tuckerettes.
We are pleased to say this newly christened car gets over 20 miles per gallon, is capable of 130 miles per hour, and it hasn't even been opened up yet. The car features seat belts, a rear motor, has a safety chamber, and a sponge rubber crash panel. Buy a Tucker. Don't let the future pass you by.
This man Tucker is a loose cannon.
He just doesn't understand how a corporation runs. And he's not much of an engineer, either.
Yeah, you're right. If we don't watch out, we'll never build those cars in time.
Listen, he needs to get exposure in the paper. Why don't we let him go off on a nice, long publicity tour?
Not a bad idea.
I like it.
Is it?
Thank you.
Chicago.
This has got to be 100 stories high.
This way, man.
Well, how do you like it, huh?
Oh, holy man.
I got a real buy on it. Hello, Billy.
How are you, darling?
How are you?
Hi, Billy.
In here, the kitchen. You got an elevator that goes up and down.
This is
strapwork ceiling. It's beautiful. That's why I got it so cheap.
From a vaudeville family. Very wealthy, but, midgets.
I want to buy a steel plant.
Steel?
We need one.
Well, I'll check with Beasley over War Assets to see if we can't find another plant.
Well, how are you going to do that? How do you get one?
Well, they go to the highest bidder.
Huh? Hell of a lighter.
Here are the new specs from Mr. Bennington. 64 inches high instead of 56. And the wheel track is...
Well, wait a second. Who are you exactly?
I'm from engineering upstairs. Now, take a look at what we've done up there.
God damn it! Damn it!
Hey, what's the matter? Hey, this is better.
The engine definitely can't go in the rear. We can't do it.
No rear engine? No rear engine?
Can't get it to work.
No rear engine!
We represent Mr. Tucker. This is very important.
I'm sorry. You can't see him. He went out.
Next time Mr. Bennington goes out, you should tell him to take his body with him.
Mrs. Tucker, well, what a nice surprise. I'm really delighted to see you. Would you be good enough to give my wife a call? Mrs. Bennington has complete charge of all our social visits.
There's nothing social about this visit. Sit down, gentlemen. We can skip the minuet. What is this? And this, and this, and this is ridiculous.
Oh. I admire this very much. When the little woman takes a keen interest in her husband's business affairs.
Why did you change the design of my husband's car? And the colors. You know, waltz blue happened to come from the color of one of my dresses.
Mrs. Tucker, your husband's fantasy of a rear engine car, well, it just doesn't work, that's all. I'm afraid there's very little likelihood it'll ever work. I'm really sorry about that.
What about this? Preston promised the public that his car would sell for $1,000, and in this memo from you to the sales department, you've doubled the price.
My wife and I would be delighted to have you as our guest for dinner some evening.
I'll buy my own dinner, Benny. Answer the question. Why?
Steel. We just can't get any of it. It's costing us twice as much as the big three. Really, Mrs. Tucker, I don't mean to be rude, but we are in the middle of a rather crucial meeting here.
When you're riding in a Tucker, doo-doo-doo. When you're riding in a Tucker, doo-doo-doo. When you're riding in a Tucker, ooh-ah. The car of tomorrow.
Hi, folks. I'm Preston Tucker. It's not polite to blow your own horn. So I'll let the sound man do it for me. But seriously, who wrote this?
Okay, cut.
I'll make up my own stuff to say. Friends?
Call him, Mr. Tucker.
I'll call him back.
It's your wife. She says it's important.
All right. We can do better than this, fellas. Hey, Don.
Honey, you better get back here right away.
Dad, Bennington's changed all the design.
The standard V8 front mounted engine. He's changed the whole look of the body and everything.
Junior, don't worry about it. It's all right.
Alex told me that if Bennington keeps tooling up for his 1940 Plymouth version he's going to build, it's going to cost millions for us to retool for our car.
Junior, the only thing that matters now is selling stock. If we don't, there's not going to be any car to ruin, so forget about Bennington. The minute I get home, I'll send him
back to the mortuary with the rest of the undertaking.
One more thing. Bennington says we'll have to double the price you advertised the car would sell for because we're being charged twice as much for steel.
Will you turn that damn thing down?
And Preston, no waltz blue.
What?
Our color.
Doll, I'm on my way back.
All right.
The rear engine is out. Now, your own engineers admit that 589 engine is a failure. The chair will recognize no further discussion on that matter.
The chair. Who made him the chair?
Also denied and eliminated from any further discussion are disc brakes, fuel injection, hydraulic valve lifters, seat belts.
Seat belts? How can you object to seat belts?
Our marketing department says they imply that cars are unsafe.
People are unsafe. Bennington, if one person is killed in a Tucker because of some safety feature that you eliminated, I swear
May
to God,
I'm
going to drag you by the teeth to the funeral.
You have no voice in matters of policy here. I'm in complete charge of this company.
What company? My company?
I think you'll find it stated unequivocally in my contract.
Is that true?
We needed his name to sell his stock. You knew that. We needed a man with experience to run things, but... Tucker, I give you my word, I swear to God, I didn't know that was in his contract.
You can't have Falstaff and have him thin, Mr. Tucker.
What does that mean?
Well, little boats should be kept near the shore.
He talks like a fortune cookie. This is my company, Bennington. That means seat belts, disc brakes, fuel injection, and a rear engine.
We'll see about that, Mr. Tucker.
That son of a bitch is not going to take over my company.
Daddy.
Just take it easy.
Forgive me, sweetie.
Hello? Hold on. Dad, it's for you. He says he's Howard Hughes.
Hello. Is this some kind of... I'll be right there.
Howard Hughes. What do you think of it, kid?
It's too big.
That's what they tell me.
Here, do you like pistachio nuts?
Lawyers. All they can think about is whether it'll fly or not. Who cares whether it flies? That's not the point. And spruce goose. Now, why do you suppose they call it that? Does that seem funny to you? I can't tell anymore. People. Did I change, or did the cosmic sense of humor? I used to laugh when they did. This prick, Homer Ferguson, he's after me, too. Subpoenaed me for a congressional investigation, which either I show up for in person or he's going to send me to jail. I'm already in jail. Steal. That's what I called you about. There's a helicopter plant in Syracuse called the Air-Cooled Motor Company. And they're not connected to any government agency, so the politicians can't screw you out of it. Well, this helicopter company has all the steel you need. And they're on their ass financially, so if you hurry up, they're ready to deal. And they make a really fine aluminum engine. But listen now. For God's sake, you don't... I wonder how they get the blood off.
Converted from air cooled to water. But as a starting point, maybe.
It's small, which is good. Simple.
Take it apart, Eddie. I'll work on the drawings.
Time. Finding Bennington in court take years. Meanwhile, he's retooling for his car as fast as he can. The only way to build this engine is to do it right here in the barn, out of Bennington's sight.
The Senate War Investigating Committee, headed by Senator Homer Ferguson, has subpoenaed aircraft designer Howard Hughes. Committee will be investigating charges.
You need a new
contract. Intake manifold is going to have to be reworked.
Excuse me, but in a helicopter, doesn't the engine stand straight up? We want to lay ours sideways. We're going to need an oil pan down there.
Okay, whatever we do, it's got to fit into the Franklin assembly line. That's it, gentlemen.
Hey, come on, Eddie, come on. We only got till tomorrow to get this thing together.
Flick it over.
Charlie Homer. That son of a bitch Tucker built the damn thing. Well, not everything advertised, not yet, but enough right now to cost billions just to keep up with him. Well, don't worry about it now. I'll take care of it.
He's dead!
I see you've resumed production on your rear engine car. May I ask by whose authority you're doing this?
Oh, according to my lawyer. That's the car you signed to make. That's the car we're making.
If you think you're going to get away with this, Tucker, you may be in...
Little ship's fine, Confucius say. Rowboats, long in tooth, make big noise. Go nowhere.
Mr. Tucker, you are going to hear from my attorney. You can count on that. Good morning, sir.
They can stop us now.
We're going to hear from my attorney.
This beautiful shot of the grill. And now what? You go to the side. We get this beauty. This is the beauty shot of the side. And then there's a tenant. What do you see? He's coming out. He was right. Really, much better than that fat guy I wanted to use. Where do you see this shot? You won't believe this great one. It's great. He puts down the rag, throws it down. I took out the kick in the tire. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, no.
But see? Okay, this is the best. Watch. Look at the eyes, huh? Now watch. Now here, I don't know. Will you point? I'm thinking of putting a close-up of
I don't know why
finger.
You left the tire.
See here, I put a close-up. Wait, you look good. You look good. So I don't know if we need the finger because there's something wrong on the face.
Oh, no, the finger, but the tire. Abe, come here. I want you to see this. Stan's promo film. He just finished it. It's great.
Come here. Shh, come here.
All right. Turn it off. I'll come back in a minute and see the end. What?
What's all this cloak and dapper business now?
Their office is wired. The boardroom, the whole plant, even the washrooms.
What?
Ever since you road tested the new car, 40 G-men have been following you around the clock.
What for?
You made the car too good.
Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it? To build a better mousetrap.
Not if you had a mouse.
What are you talking about? We did it. We won. In 2 weeks, we're going to have 100 cars coming out of this plant a day.
I just got off the phone with Frank, the press agent. In 2 weeks, you're going to be dead and buried by the big three.
Is that it?
Captains go down with the ships, not businessmen.
Look me in the eye. Too good a salesman, Abe, not to look a customer in the eyes.
What do you think? I'm playing games here? What do you
think? Yeah, I think you're trying to. You're trying some double whammy kind of hustle backwards. Why?
You gotta make me say it?
Yeah, let's start from there. Because of this little piece of paper, they're not going to?
Just leave me alone, will you? The whole 10 years since I've been independent never bothered me for 2 seconds. I'm an ex-cop. Why should it? Who cared? But for you and Vera, and the kids to know. I'm ashamed. When I was a little kid, maybe 5 years old in the old country, my mother used to say to me, she'd warn me, she'd say, don't get too close to people. You'll catch their dreams. Years later, I realized I misunderstood her. Germs, she said, not dreams. You'll catch their germs. I want you to know something, Tucker. I went into business with you for one reason, to make money. That's all. How was I to know that if I got too close, I'd catch your dreams?
Here. If you want to know how to finish you off, listen to Drew Pearson tomorrow night on the radio.
Noble! Don't yell at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. The hottest news in Washington today is about Preston Tucker, that promotion-happy, self-styled genius and revolutionary automaker. For several months, he has been under secret investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And now they're ready to blow the lid off one of the slickest, most cynical, multimillion-dollar frauds ever perpetrated on the American people. Not only does the car have none of the futuristic features advertised, but it was put together, piece by piece, from parts found in city dumps and junkyards. Local wags, who have dubbed it the Tin Goose, find it particularly amusing that what Mr. Tucker calls the car of tomorrow can't even back up.
Boom.
Neither can Mr. Tucker at this point. Senator Homer Ferguson, head of the powerful War Surplus Committee, will spearhead a congressional probe to find out exactly what happened to the $26 million Tucker raised. One thing for certain, he didn't spend it making cars. On a lighter note, the rumor around Capitol Hill this week is that...
They can't say that. We'll kill him! Are you going to let him say that, Pop?
What do you think they're dealing with here? Some cream puff? I don't know it, but they just opened Aunt Dora's box.
I love you, Daddy.
But it's Pandora's box.
Miss Yampolsky, and when did they take the files? Last night? The SEC?
Nobody touched anything here at the plant. I called all the departments the minute I got in this morning.
Give me the editor on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Believe that.
Nice day.
Wait a minute. Come back here. You can't go in there. You have no right to go in there.
Mr. Tucker, we're from the Securities and Exchange Commission. We have a court order confiscating all files, letters, accounting books, memos, all that. If you simply cooperate with us, we'll get our work done as quickly as...
That's one hell of a newspaper you got there, mister. It's the only one I ever saw that prints the news before it happens.
So, speaking for myself and the other members of the board, we hereby submit our resignations, effective immediately.
Well, what about the hundreds of dealers that are filing suit against you?
Any comment on the district attorney confiscating the assets of the company?
Ladies and gentlemen, please, address your questions to Mr. Bevy.
How long will the plant stay open?
The plant is officially closed.
Oh, this is a great interior.
button, we'd be turning on 100 cars a day.
Well, tell me something. If we got 50 cars ready by June the 1st, they can't take the plan away, right?
Not according to the contract.
So how many cars we got ready right now? Assembled.
47.
Oh, we need three more?
Who's gonna do it, though?
Won't be the first time we work for free.
We can't assemble three cars in 4 weeks.
Can anybody in this car look me in the eye and say we can't do it?
We can't do it.
Except you.
Will you grow a beard?
Me?
Yeah, then you look old enough to be a department head.
Grow a beard.
Hello?
Who's this, you?
Abe?
Tucker, don't go home. There's two police cars waiting for you. They're going to arrest you.
Don't go home?
And this you won't believe. Outside the police station, maybe there's 50, 100 reporters, photographers, newsreels even. They're going to drag you out with leg irons.
You're kidding me.
Get out of there. Go someplace I can't find you. Go.
About the 100-mile-an-hour chase that just gave me this poor old patched-together junkyard wreck.
100-mile-an-hour
chase? How about company, boys?
Get in there!
All right, break it. And in the local news, Preston Tucker goes on trial this morning in the same courthouse where Al Capone was convicted. Tucker has been charged with 25 counts of using the mails to defraud, 5 counts of Securities and Exchange Commission violations, and 1 count of conspiracy to defraud. If convicted, Tucker, who is out on $25,000 bail, faces a maximum sentence of 155 years in prison, plus a $60,000 fine.
Be seated. And regarding his revolutionary designs, we shall prove the only thing Mr. Tucker designed was an elaborate scheme to defraud. All he wanted was the public's money for nothing. That's exactly what the public got. Nothing. The government has said that Mr. Tucker's purpose was to calm the public into believing a great car was coming. His real purpose was to lie and get money.
Are you all right, Mommy? It's very hot in here.
You might say it's not
not the heat, it's the humility.
The Tucker Corporation was started in good faith. The defendant intended to mass produce cars, but his failure to do so was caused by a lack of adequate financing due to serious outside interference.
I wouldn't put $7,500 down on a car dealership without a guaranteed supply of cars. They were going to put out 1,000 cars a day.
I run a service station and sell a few used cars.
Person who walked into your station and sold you that dealership, do you see him in the courtroom?
Him.
Let the record state that the witness pointed to Mr. Abe Karras. Did he disclose to you that he'd served 3 years in a federal penitentiary for bank fraud?
Objection, Your Honor. Guilt by association.
Overruled.
Mr. Karras, is it not true that you were convicted in June of 1935 of conspiring to embezzle funds, and you served 3 years of a 1 to 5 year sentence in a federal penitentiary?
That's true.
Tell me, as a convicted felon, do you expect one person in this entire courtroom to believe what you say?
One.
A well-run corporation doesn't waste money to research innovations. Unless, of course, keeping up with the competition demands it.
Well, here is a man, Mr. Tucker. We had the responsibility for forming a well-run corporation. He has the largest factory in the world, containing two foundries, a dozen tool and die shops, every piece of equipment ever made. Can you suggest a single reason why he would choose to build his engine in a barn?
Objection.
Which had so little equipment.
Sustained.
Most of the work had to be done on a kitchen stove.
Please confine your remarks to questioning the witness.
This whole trial has been bought and paid for and wrapped up like a Christmas present Detroit gave itself. He'll be lucky to get 10 or 15 years in jail.
He hasn't proven anything yet. Not legally.
He has, if they think he has.
I'm an investigating accountant for the SEC.
What was the amount the Tucker Corporation paid for the engine and transmission of the prototype, which we have established is built entirely from parts found in junkyards?
$223,000.
What? That's a lie.
Who's all this money paid to?
The Ypsilanti Machine and Tool Company.
Ypsilanti Machine and Tool Company. Can you describe their factory?
What factory? It's a barn.
I can't believe they would go that far and forge an entire set of books.
Bill, I got every receipt, invoice, check, bank statement, everything to prove exactly to the penny how much money came in and what we spent, which is nowhere near what they said.
Why would they do something so stupid like that if they know we can prove it's a lie?
Sweetie, people believe what they read in the papers, even if they don't believe it, which doesn't make any sense, right? But if enough headlines say that I'm a crook, well, that's the end of me in the car, which is what this whole thing's all about, isn't it?
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to bring back every scrap of paper from the files. They can make headlines with lies. You can make bigger headlines with the truth.
For his own personal use, over $1 million of the stockholders' money.
I have here a copy of the Detroit News with a story about the SEC investigation of the Tucker Corporation, which contains a number of specific details which seem to be verbatim from the SEC report admitted as evidence. Can you tell me how the Detroit News might have gotten hold of this information?
I have no idea.
Mr. Blue, I have here a deposition from one Susan McNamara, I believe she's your private secretary, in which she states that she saw you hand a copy of the report to the writer of that article for the Detroit News, and furthermore, that you instructed her to supply him with an office in a federal building in which to write that article. Exhibit for the defense. Now, why, ladies and gentlemen, would the SEC release information about Mr. Tucker, which may or may not be true, when it is against SEC policy to do so?
Objection. The SEC is not on trial yet.
The SEC can release information about Mr. Tucker for the purpose of slandering Mr. Tucker's name and then lie about him, as you've just heard Mr. Blue do right now. How can we possibly believe what he says about Mr. Tucker stealing $1 million?
Mr. Kirby, you know that's not permissible. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you, the statements of the attorneys are not evidence. Mr. Kirby, any further witnesses?
The prosecution rests.
Courthouse tomorrow morning at 8:30.
By Senator Homer Ferguson, a special commission appointed by President Truman ordered the War Assets Administration to evict the Tucker Corporation from the former aircraft factory and give it to the Lustron Corporation for the development of low-cost prefab housing.
If they had
just
no legal right to take that plant. All I do, they change the rules. They
forget
make it legal.
The plant, okay? The Tucker car is dead. That's over. That's politics. This is a court of law. I'm not going to let you cut your own throat. You don't understand how powerful the forces are that are working against us here. Look, I'm not going to let you do it. Tucker, look at me. Preston, I'm serious now. If you're not careful, you're going to spend the next 20 years of your life in prison.
We'll be developing prefab houses.
Good to see you, Senator Ferguson.
And these will be for people with low income.
Well, that's something I thought I'd never live to see. A politician with his hands in his own pockets.
defense has chosen not to call any witnesses because we feel the prosecution has failed to make its case. And in addition, Your Honor, the defendant would like to beg the court's permission to make the closing statements himself, in the feeling that perhaps only he can put this trial in its proper perspective.
No objection.
Well, permission granted. But if anything you say is unacceptable in a court of law, I'll stop you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Senator.
Tell them an honest attempt means not guilty.
The prosecution claims that I never had any intention at all of building any cars, that all I wanted was to take the money and run. If you decide that they're right, well, I'm guilty. But according to the law, if I tried to make the cars, even if they weren't any good, even if I didn't even make any, but if you believe that I tried, well, then I'm not guilty, because it's not against the law, thank God, to be wrong or stupid, which I was both building that prototype. But what nobody has said for this whole trial is that after the prototype, I built the car that I said I would, and there are 50 of them right now parked down there on Adams Street. All the judge has to do is to let you walk down there and take a ride in one of them, and that's it. The trial's over, okay, Your Honor?
Objection. This is a closing statement. Evidence is no longer admissible.
Sustained.
Would you allow the jury, please, to just look out the window?
Objection.
You can see them from here, Your Honor.
Will the defendant please refrain
about, Your Honor, whether I intended to build the cars or not?
Will the defendant abstain from this flagrant misuse of the courtroom?
Mr. Tucker, let's restrain the defendant.
What? Why did I...
Let the man speak. Let the man speak. Let's hear the rest of it.
If this behavior continues, I may have no choice but to declare this a mistrial. I will not tolerate one more outburst of any kind from anybody in this courtroom. You have 1 minute, Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, Your Honor. When I was a boy, I used to read all about Edison and the Wright brothers, Mr. Ford. They were my heroes. Rags to Riches, that's not just the name of a book. That's what this country was all about. We invented the free enterprise system where anybody, no matter who he was, where he came from, what class he belonged to, if he came up with a better idea about anything, there's no limit to how far he could go. I grew up a generation too late, I guess, because now the way the system works, the loner, the dreamer, the crackpot who comes up with some crazy idea that everybody laughs at, that later turns out to revolutionize the world, he's squashed from above before he even gets his head out of the water, because the bureaucrats, they'd rather kill a new idea than let it rock the boat. If Benjamin Franklin were alive today, he'd be thrown in jail for sailing a kite without a license. It's true. We're all puffed up with ourselves now because we invented the bomb. Beat the daylights out of the Japanese, the Nazis. But if big business closes the door on the little guy with a new idea, we're not only closing the door on progress, but we're sabotaging everything that we fought for. Everything that the country stands for. And one day we're going to find ourselves at the bottom of the heap instead of king of the hill, having no idea how we got there, buying our radios and our cars from our former enemies. I don't believe that's going to happen. I can't believe it, because if I ever stop believing the plain old common horse sense of the American people, There's no way I could get out of bed in the morning. Thank you.
Why did I let you do that?
Be seated. Has the jury reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Will the defendant please rise?
We, the jurors, find the defendant, Preston Tucker, not guilty.
Drives me crazy. Tucker Motor Company's dead. It will never be made.
We made them.
50 cars.
Well, what's the difference? 50 or 50 million? That's only machinery. It's the idea that counts, Abe. And the dream.
Refrigerators cheap enough so the poorest people in the world can afford them. They're just big enough for two bottles of milk, see? That's all. So the kids won't have to get rickets, see?
Here we go.
Thank you.
I got your number. I got a knock as well. I got a rhythm delivery. I got a stomp and yell. I got a bring a drum. We got a beat that swell. I got a rhythm delivery. Babe, I'm gonna cheer you up. Set your table for your cup. Don't you think I should come up? Check that I got what you wanted. So get wild, it's hot. Get wild, it's jumping. Cause if you ain't or not,